This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Littleton school bus assistant repeatedly abused at least two disabled boys during trips to and from a school for kids with autism and developmental disabilities, police say. Attorneys for the families of the boys released footage from inside the school bus that show the aide repeatedly and forcefully elbow a 10-year-old nonverbal autistic child. The aide was arrested. Families plan to file a lawsuit. They fear there could be additional victims. Normal operations have resumed at the Everest Steel Mill in Pueblo after a fire Friday sent black smoke into the air and prompted health advisories. KRCC's Andrew Chulfin has more.
The fire occurred in a mostly empty building used to store non-hazardous materials. That's according to a statement from Everest. There were no injuries in the fire, but the black smoke in part prompted an air quality advisory that was lifted 2 days later. The company says the fire did not affect steelmaking or other work, and all mill operations resumed after a day and a half. The Pueblo Health Department says air quality monitors did not detect chemicals or particulate levels higher than what's common in fire smoke. Levels returned to normal by Sunday. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Xcel Energy says it's on track to have all major outages from this weekend's windstorm resolved by the end of the day. More than 155,000 people were impacted when Xcel proactively shut down service to some areas. The company said it made that unprecedented decision to prevent down lines from sparking wildfires. Xcel has acknowledged widespread customer frustrations. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 4:06.